Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I bless you this morning, Lord God. I thank you for strength. I thank you for ability. I thank you for life, Lord God. I thank you that you purge and circumcise my lips, Lord God, that I may speak as of the oracles of God. God bless you this morning. For those of you that are joining for the first time, my name is Yvonne Camper, and this is Managing Your Prophetic Mantle. I also did a series called Assume the Position, and you can watch that online on YouTube all 30 days. Good morning, everybody. By your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read while people are coming on. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked or the twisted come against me to eat at my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. From the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his tabernacle, in the secret place of his pavilion. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer the sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle, and I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. I decree today that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and that you are strong in him and in the power of his might, and the greater one lives inside of you. And as you go on about your day, it's not by might nor by power, but by his spirit, saith the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And for those of you on Facebook, if you have not joined the private group, go ahead and join so I can let you in. The Holy Spirit told me to bring in the group so I can minister to those specifically that he was breathing on in this season, that who he was dealing with in this season. So God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are on we are in a session right now in Managing Your Prophetic Mantle called Speak, Lord. And it's helping prophets understand how God speaks to them. We talked yesterday about, I went extensively into dreams and the number one way that God speaks to prophets. He said, if there be a prophet among you, I will visit him and I will make myself known in a vision and I will speak to him. First Samuel 9:9, it says, come, let us go up to the seer, for the prophet of today was formerly called seer. So seer is an old name for prophet. Hope you can see me on YouTube because I'm frozen on my end. Hopefully the signal is going through. So and so the next way that the Bible speaks through prophets is through unctions. The seer prophet is, yeah, is it frozen? I'm so sorry with YouTube. Let me try and go out and come back in. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Okay, if you can hear me, that's good. Sorry, I'm frozen. Unfreeze, Yvonne. So the Roe prophet is the seer, and that prophet has the ability to see open visions, which is not always very common, but they have the ability to see open visions, and they also can interpret. They also have the ability of interpretation. I think Daniel operated a lot in that, and I want to say Ezekiel as well operated in that Roe prophet realm where he had open visions, and God also gave him the interpretation.